When Virginia Democrats swept control of the state house this week, one factor some voters cited was gun control. In May, a mass shooting in Virginia Beach killed 12 people. Afterwards, Governor Ralph Northam, a Democrat, convened a special session of the state legislature.
He had hoped to pass gun control measures, what he called common sense legislation. But Republicans were in control. They shelved the bills and ended the special session after just 90 minutes. Fast forward to this week.
I have one question for you. Do you all like the color blue? I said, do you like the color blue? Because I'm here to officially declare today, November the 5th, 2019, that Virginia is officially blue. Congratulations.
Democrats will take control of the legislature in January.
Governor Northam joins me now from the governor's office in Richmond. Governor Northam, welcome back to All Things Considered.
Thanks so much for having me on.
You and I last spoke shortly after that awful day in Virginia Beach and the shooting. You introduced 8 measures then. We don't have time to tick through all of them, but they have to do with background checks, with red flag laws, with bans. Will you be pushing for that same agenda this time or even more?
Absolutely. I will start with those 8 pieces of what I call common sense gun legislation. They have been proven to save lives, and that's what we want to do in Virginia. So we will start with those pieces of legislation. I'm sure there will be others that will be introduced. I think they will be well vetted in both the House and the Senate. And, you know, depending on what gets to my desk, I'll certainly consider those. And if we feel that they'll make Virginia safer, we'll move forward with them as well.
Is your sense that any Republican minds have been changed on this issue? Do you have any hope of buy-in from Republican lawmakers?
It's an interesting question. And, you know, we were inundated with commercials and mailers during the campaign. And so some of the Republicans ran on common sense gun legislation. So I look forward to seeing their response. I think that they listen to voters. I know they do. And seeing how this election went on Tuesday, I hope that they'll be at the table. They should be. This shouldn't be a partisan issue.
May I ask about one specific change you advocated before, and it sounds like it's on your list, an assault weapons ban.
Yes.
What is your plan for assault weapons currently owned by Virginians that are already out there? Will you confiscate them?
No, ma'am, not at this stage. What we're looking at the banning the sales of assault weapons. We'll certainly, you know, again, vet these pieces of legislation, but that would be what we would start with.
You would propose a ban on sales going forward?
Absolutely.
Okay. In terms of pushback that you received last time, I'm curious about one other thing and whether it has changed. There's been a lot of reporting on the NRA and their leadership challenges and funding challenges. Is your sense that there is as much energy in the pro-gun rights lobby in your state as there was, I don't know, back in May or a year ago?
You know, that certainly the advocacy is still out there. But, you know, I think that, the you know, for Virginians to experience what happened in our backyard on Memorial Day weekend. You know, I think the influence of the NRA, especially in Virginia, has weakened. Yes, ma'am, and I think we'll continue to see that.
But their pockets are deep, and so is their influence, particularly in a southern state like Virginia. Are you confident that you can overcome the power of that lobby and actually get 8 pieces of legislation through the state house?
I am, because the Virginian spoke on Tuesday, and that's the most powerful thing out there is their vote, and they did that despite the money that the NRA poured into Virginia.
And can you get this done if you don't get any Republican buy-in? Are the votes there?
Yes, ma'am, they are. I don't know of any Democrats that would be opposed to these 8 pieces of common sense legislation that we have proposed in the past and we will do again in January.
Last thing, as you speak to voters in Virginia, what do they tell you? What is your sense of to what extent the gun issue was mobilizing people at the polls this week?
It was a large factor. And, you know, I saw that. The tragedy that we had in Virginia and then the Republicans' response when I brought them back to Richmond to just spend less than 90 minutes talking about common sense gun legislation. That was a large factor, and people have said enough is enough. And, you know, we've been talking about these things, but now we have the opportunity to take action, and that's what we intend to do in January.
May I point out, you still sound kind of bitter about that less than 90 minutes. Are you hand over heart determined to reach across the aisle and try to get Republicans on board this time around?
I will, and I think probably folks know of my history. I served in the United States Army. I took care of wounded soldiers. I'm also a pediatrician, so I've seen what happens when toddlers pick up loaded firearms on the, you know, on the bedside table. So I have heard enough well-intended people say that our thoughts and prayers are with these families. But now it's time for legislators, for our leaders to come to Richmond and take votes and pass laws. And that's what I expect will happen in January.
Governor, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always good talking to you.
And you. That's Ralph Northam. He is the governor of Virginia.